Radio friends, I welcome you to today's message. Last time we commenced the topic of experiencing the impossible become possible. We shall conclude on the seven keys of that which will usher you into this level of experience. We took our Bible reading from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to verse 28. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today is another day. Lord God Almighty, we ask that your word will come unto your people expressly. Let the entrance of your word cast light into their lives. Lord, until you turn impossible situations and circumstances into possibilities. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Radio friends, let us go through the outline of the seven keys to experiencing the impossible become possible. Number one key is developing confidence in the promise of God. Taking God's promise and standing on it. We said that you need to know what God has promised you. We did read from Numbers 23 verse 19. He says that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? God is faithful. His promise is his bond. Secondly, we talked about prayer. There is a song that says, prayer is the key. Many people know it, but to pray is a problem. We did encourage you to raise your personal prayer level. Effectual and fervent prayer is powerful. The third key we mentioned is praise and worship. Praising God and worshiping Him draws one closer to God. By the way, we are created to give God praise. Praise opens prison gates. The fourth key we mentioned is positivity. Developing a positive attitude devoid of unbelief, looking up to the author and finisher of our faith. Our God is our guide and a man of war. He can open the heavens and rain blessings if need be. Abraham said to his son Isaac, The Lord will provide. Look up to God in faith. He answers prayers. Today, we shall complete the keys that will usher you into turning impossibility to possibility. The fifth key is proclamation. Proclamation. You must boldly proclaim words of faith and confidence. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You must learn to speak words that bring life and blessing. Words that ensure hope. Just as a small rudder controls the direction of a large ship, the words of our mouth will determine the direction and destiny of our lives. Radio friends, you must learn and train yourself to avoid destructive words of unbelief and fear and hopelessness. We must speak the words of faith like the Syrophoenician woman. At the end, Jesus healed her daughter. Daniel spoke to God, and in response, God sent an angel to come and show him the future. You cannot do less. Proclaim the scriptures, even unto yourself. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." The sixth key is purity. A life of purity is imperative for the impossible to become possible. In the book of Joshua chapter 3 verse 5, the Bible says, "Sanctify yourself," or consecrate yourself, "for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things or wonders among you." In Isaiah 59, the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." Radio friends, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him." Keep yourself pure. Refrain from deliberately sinning against God. Purity attracts God. Sin is a reproach. You want to attract divine intervention in your affairs? Keep yourself pure. The seventh key is patience. Patience. We must learn to patiently wait until the time of fulfillment of the promise. God has a time for every promise to be fulfilled. You must believe even before you see the fulfillment. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Abraham believed and waited. He was strong in faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35. Hear me as I read the word of God. He said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward." You do not need to lose hope. The Bible says, "Do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward." In verse 36 of that same passage, "For you have need of patience." You have need of endurance. After you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You have need of patience. You have need of endurance. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11, "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God." Notice what the Bible said about Abraham. After he has patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Lay hold on these keys and enter into another level of life where you can experience impossible situations giving way to possible ways. Quite a number of people are there already. Join them. Let's take time to pray. I want to minister to you in prayer today. Be in the mood of prayer and repeat after me. "My Father in heaven, I totally agree that with God, all things are possible. I accept that only you can turn my impossible situations to possibilities. Now, Lord, have your way in my life. and in my family, and in my church, and in Nigeria, in Jesus' mighty name. Take away my filthiness. I repent from them all. I renounce any sinful lifestyle and accept to turn away from them and turn to you. Have mercy on me in Jesus' mighty name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are not human at all. You do not promise and will not do it. You are God, the owner and creator of our lives. Nothing is impossible with you. Therefore, in your name, and I say in the name of Jesus, my Lord, I speak to adverse situations and circumstances in the life of my hearers, those situations which have stood as impossibilities for years, as Angel Gabriel declared to Mary many years ago. I say the same today in the situations of your people and the circumstances that have refused to yield to the word of God, that they, in the name of Jesus, will become possibilities. Lord, is it unemployment, healing, business growth, admission, marriage? Is it promotion, family harmony, childbearing, peace in the home, and salvation of children and relations? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before you today, that, O God, our Father, you who have done this thing several times all over, we do the same thing, O God, our Father, to your people today, and deliver them, O Lord, from these adverse situations. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare to them that everything is possible in the name of Jesus. As in Egypt, when the blood of the lamb smeared on the doorpost of every Hebrew family protected them from destruction, I declare that the blood of Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary will protect them and their families. In the name of Jesus Christ, no destruction will come near you, nor come near your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, the circumstances and situations driving hardship and oppression in your life, I break them down and release you to joyful life. In Jesus' mighty name, our God created everything. Whatever is not available for you to enjoy life today, I declare them possible in the name of Jesus. May the Lord who created you today begin to create new things in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven, I declare, let there be light in the life of our hearers. In the name of Jesus, Jesus is the way, the door, and the life. Let there be a way out of your impossible situations. Let the doors of possibilities be opened for you. Our Daddy in heaven, hear us today, so that your name will be glorified and our people will begin to enjoy the riches of Christ that you have made available through only your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.